Good afternoon. It is 3 p.m. We are here today, February 11th, 2026, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 26-001, General Pacific Services LLC versus the Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J. F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Joy Esperanza. Will appellant GPS please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon, Mr. Public Auditor. This is Josh Walsh for the appellant, General Pacific Services. I think joining the call is also Mr. Phil Roberto from the company, but we're good to proceed. Thank you.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Report to responding to the speculation that the uranium may be moved outside of Iran.
Something happened to your mic, Vince.
I believe that's Mr. Lehler.
Mr. Lehler, your voice is really muffled. Sir, your voice is really muffled. Nobody can hear you.
He's on silent.
Mr. Lehler?
Is he on?
He's on silent mute.
It worked earlier.
Mr. Lehler, we can't hear you.
We can hear you, Vince, but we can't hear him.
We're sending a message, Sam.
Do you know his number?
Yes, I'm going to call him.
For the record, we'll just introduce ourselves while we're recording. Would that be okay? Or we'll wait for him.
Well, I mean, if we can't get him on and we may just need to reschedule this to do it in person because this doesn't seem to be working.
And he was on earlier. That sounded fine. You call him?
Yeah, it's one spot.
We
There
can
you
hear
are.
you now.
How about now?
Yes.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I apologize for the
Once again, will purchasing agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon. My name is Patrick Laylor, Laylor. I'm an attorney with the Office of the Attorney General of Guam, and I'm representing the Department of Public Works. With me are from the department are Vince Areola and Linda Ibanez.
Thank you. Will interested party Cortec International Corporation please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon. Appearing for Cortec International Corp, Joyce Tang and Serena Cassidy.
Thank you. You may proceed.
I'm sorry. I think I just saw her. And Chip Bathon, the CEO of Cortec International Corp, is also.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Okay. Thank you. We may proceed.
Good afternoon, Council. I wanted to call us all together because there were several things that I needed to address. One, we received the appeal on this. What date was that, Jarek, for the appeal? Anyway, last Friday we received the determination of need, and Mr. Walsh, on behalf of his client, filed an objection on Monday morning, which was within the time, so it was timely filed. The law and the GAR requires the Office of Public Accountability to issue the confirmation. There are several things I wanted to set before everybody. I know, Mr. Walsh, that you included in your statement many things about the legislation, and Mr. Areola, you included in your determination of need letter signed off by the Attorney General several pieces of legislation. I have to, at this point, disclose that if everybody goes back far enough, they will find my name on just about every single piece of legislation involving this project. I was chairman of appropriations and presided over many of the hearings, the public hearings that where we received much of the early testimony about the need for the rebuilding of Simon Sanchez. I visited the campus several times and discussed it with the students. So I, number one, needed to disclose all that. The appropriations that were all for this to start with, the project management and all those legislation were either sponsored by myself or passed through my committee as the chairman of appropriations. I wanted to have this hearing because I wanted to set that and place that all on the record, and that I would give all the parties a chance to file a motion for on whether or not I can or should retain jurisdiction over this hearing. Unfortunately, say for the Cortec representatives, Ms. Tang and Ms. Parrish and Ms. Cheetah, I probably know more about this case than anybody else since I've had to oversee all the hearings at the legislature. Many things that weren't included in the determination of need presentation. So I want to present that and to everybody, and whether or not I should be hearing this and making the sign either confirming or denying the letter determination of need. Does anybody have any, do they want to file the get time to discuss with your clients whether or not you want to move for my recusal? Do you want me to just recuse at this point?
Mr. Public Auditor, I'd appreciate the opportunity to discuss the disclosure with my clients. I also had a question about your disclosure. Are you disclosing this issue as just an issue about your ability to weigh in on the determination that was filed or that was circulated this past weekend, or are you making that disclosure about the entirety of the procurement protest involving Simon-Satcher?
Well, both, and also the fact that you raised some questions in your objection about the whether or not the determination of need letter signed by Mr. Ariola and Mr. Leon Guerrero and General Moylan was sufficient in detail, and I don't. I just needed for you to all know that I probably know more about this case than anybody else because I've been there since. I was in the legislature since this whole thing started. And so I'm fully aware of all the facts. And if the facts in the determination of letter were sufficient, what's not in there, what is in there? Unfortunately, when you get to this age and in the various positions that I've held there, I don't think that I should, but I will allow you all to make your own motions. I have Mr. McDonald on the call. He's the counsel and the alternate hearing officer for the Office of Public Accountability, and he will probably be the one that will assume this if I am recused, but I needed to get this on the record because I could neither sign off nor disagree with, I mean, object, I mean, not agree with the determination of need with my background knowledge.
This is Patrick Lehler, and from the standpoint of DPW, first of all, you and I have never met. Do you prefer justice or senator? How how would you prefer to be addressed, sir?
Just Mr. Cruz would be fine.
Thank you. I think from my knowledge of it, we're going to be hard pressed to find somebody who doesn't know, but I would appreciate the opportunity to discuss it with my clients and see where they go. Now, that may be, maybe you can put us off in a separate room here while we're still on, or if we need another day, I would at least like the opportunity to discuss it with them.
No, I wanted this to be out in the open because I didn't want to mention it to any one party.
And I appreciate that.
Without everybody in attendance, which is the reason why, while you were not hearing anything, I said we might need to meet and all and meet in person if you couldn't get your Zoom call, because I couldn't say boo or anything else without all of you being present, because I didn't want it said that I said something to one party without saying it to another party. But I wanted you all to hear it at the same time. And I will, how much time you guys need? Today is Wednesday afternoon. Can we
I think
get
for
most?
Cortec,
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just want to speak for Cortec, Mr. Cruz, that we have no objection to your making a determination on whether the award, reviewing the request for determination that the award of contract without delay is necessary to protect the substantial interest of Guam. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
And as I say, Mr. Cruz, from our standpoint, if you just want to put us in a separate room, I'm sure as long as I have 10, 15 minutes to discuss it with my clients, we can reconvene it.
We could just all go off and we could reconvene in a half hour.
Mr. Public Auditor, that's not going to be sufficient from the appellant's perspective. I need to contact my clients, and I also need to look at your legislative history with this disclosure and sort of what lined up to what in order to intelligently counsel my client about the next move. I don't think giving me until tomorrow or Friday is going to be much of a problem. The last time, as I recall, a determination and need for a school construction project came up involving JFK. It was a declaration of substantial interest in September of 2009, and then the denial came out in the end of October. So there's even under those compressed timelines, there's time here to give me a day or two to talk to my client. I'd appreciate that.
Well, then I will give everybody till Monday.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry.
Very well.
Okay. With that said, also at that point, Mr. Walsh, with the objection that you filed, be prepared on Monday to discuss what or if there is a need for your request for discovery and what discovery that will be, and whether or not, I mean, how much time that would take. And also, where more specifically, where you believe that the government in its determination of need did not provide with sufficient specificity the basis for this claim, I mean for their determination.
To be clear, Mr. Cruz, when we talk about discovery or anything, that we are limiting it specifically to the determination of substantial interest, that portion and that decision. Any of the other appeals, we're not there yet, correct?
Well, that's what I wanted to hear from Mr. Walsh at some point.
Yeah, so thank you, Mr. Public Auditor, Mr. Lalor. I will just add one thing. I think a lot of that will be shaped tomorrow when I finally get to see the agency report on the procurement record. Once I see what the agency's actually got, one of my fights here is that we've got a bit of an interesting procurement record undergirding this thing. So I'm sure there will be more clarity tomorrow. And after that, I can more intelligently discuss that on Monday. So I look forward to the discussion on Monday, Mr. Public Auditor.
And you received the thumb drive for the on the procurement record? Or
Yes,
did
I
you
know
receive
my
it?
office is working with Mr. Hernandez on making sure we get what came across. But they, without getting too much into the weeds here, I mean, I will point out things about not being served and things and timeliness on things like that. But I've got what I think DPW's identified as a procurement record, but the agency report that would address what we're arguing about in the protest, I think will be illuminative to the determination that eventually came out too. So,
And to be clear, Judge Cruz, they had that record on June 16th of last year. So they've had it for quite a while.
you got an agency report due tomorrow, Mr. Lalo. I look forward to reading it. Thank you.
It's
And your entry of
Leyland.
appearance.
It's Leyland.
Okay.
What time on Monday?
What's my calendar look like?
I think it's open right now.
Okay, why don't we schedule it for the same time, 3 o'clock on Monday, but everybody file before noon if you're going to file anything, either an objection or a
Am I clear that everybody's filing either an objection or a non-concurrent or a waiver, right? You want us
Yes.
to file something, if I got that right.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
But I want everybody on record. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank
And
you.
Judy,
We're off
call
the
free
record.
on Monday.
We're off the record at 3:22 p.m. Thank you.